是铁饭碗。
来看我这个翻译的弟兄，我看着他就想起圣经上说的，耶稣看那个少年官就爱他，我看了就爱他。
That's the scripture says that when Jesus looked at the rich young ruler, I mean, he loved him. And when he was looking at the translator, I loved the translator.
我本来想要给他点那个难题，因为翻译不容易，翻译讲信雅达特别不容易。
Well, he's gonna give some tough sentences for the translator to translate.
本来要给他点颜色瞧瞧哈，爱他就不给。
He's gonna spare the translator today.
上一次和大家分享是在1月份的第二个。
So at the second Sunday of January, I gave you guys a message.
3月份的第二个主日啊，3月份的第二个主日，继续分享福音的话题。
Now it's the second Sunday of March, 2 months after I'm giving the second sermon on evangelism.
这个叫做低频通讯，2个月通讯一次啊。今天的题目是传福音的代价，是看的是福音的代价。我要更多的讲是传福音的代价。
So the title of the sermon is The Price of the Gospel.
我们传讲福音一定要看大使命。
So for evangelism, we need to go back to the Great Commission.
马太福音第28章18到20节，耶稣近前来对他们说。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So Matthew 28, 18 to 20, we find the Great Commission from Jesus raised. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
哎呀，我就想在想这个，面包店是做面包，那 make bread。我想我们教会就是 make disciples，我们
So
要。
as a bakery shop, they make bread. So the church manufacture disciples.
Yeah，manufacture a good word，yeah。我们知道这个大使命是给教会和每个信主的人。
So the Lord gave the Great Commission for the church and also for its individual believers.
我们遵主的命令出去传福音，除去传福音，以及在教会里头制造门徒、打造门徒。我上次跟大家分享了，我们终极的目标是什么？
So the Lord commands us to go out and share the gospel and to bring them into the church and make disciples of them in church. But what's the end goal of all this?
大家记得吗？
Remember from the sermon 2 months ago?
什么？传福音？哎呀，传福音当然是传福音，是为了干什么？
So
你
yes,
上次不在。
evangel share the gospel, but what's the purpose of sharing the gospel?
哎，荣耀神，荣耀神！我们上次给大家讲到，我们活着的目的是荣耀神，我们传福音的目的，打造门徒的目的，都是为了荣耀神。
So the chief end of man is to glorify God. Likewise, the ultimate end goal of sharing the gospel is to glorify God.
不想传福音的人，我跟你讲，很难得去荣耀神。
And the fact is that if a person does not share the gospel with people, and it's going to be very hard for him to glorify God
我
in
们的
his
亏
life.
欠也常常在于我们不愿意去传福音。
It's such a loss that we don't go out and share the gospel.
那么，荣耀神是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to glorify God?
我们要知道“荣耀”这个词是什么意思，首先要知道。
Let's go back to the original word for glory.
在旧约圣经里头有个词叫 kabod，这个就是尊荣、荣耀的意思。
So the Hebrew word for the word glory is kabod.
Yeah，我们知道那个以利的一个儿子，后面他的媳妇生孩子， 最后生出来，因为那时候荣耀离开以色列，他就叫做就是有这个卡波尔在里头，但是说荣耀是离开了。
Remember that at the time of Samuel, when Eli was the high priest, God brought judgment upon Israelites for their unfaithfulness and also upon Eli's family. And when the ark was captured by the Philistines, Eli's two sons died in the battle, and his wife was giving birth to a son, and she gave him the name Ichabod. Ichabod means that the glory of God has departed from Israel.
很好，这样，这个词还有一个意思就是重量，很大的分量，重量。
So kabal like means glory and also means like weighty, like heavyweight.
另外一个词虽然在圣经里头没有出现，但是在希伯来文里头读圣经的人，读旧约圣经都知道，就叫这个 shekinah，就神同在的荣耀。
Another word to describe God's glory is Shekinah. It means that the divine presence of God.
当神的同在临到时，有一个无以言表的荣耀，那个就叫做 Shekinah Glory，就叫做神同在的荣耀。
So when God's physical glory is manifested in a place, and there's a divine presence of God, everyone could feel, and that's the word Shekinah.
当摩西在旷野把会幕树立起来之后，
When Moses built up the tabernacle in the wilderness,
将所罗门把圣殿奉献之后，
And when King Solomon dedicated the temple to the Lord,
那时候神的荣耀就极大的彰显出来。
in both occasions, the Shekinah glory of God is the manifested glory of God and was there.
在旷野里头就充满了那个会幕，在圣殿里头就充满了那个圣殿。
And God's Shekinah glory like filled the tabernacle in the wilderness and also filled the temple in Jerusalem.
当神同在的荣耀彰显出来的时候，是连祭司都不能站立，是不是？
So at the presence of the Shekinah glory of God, the priest could not even stand in God's presence.
所以我们说要荣耀神，就是对与我们同在的神有一个感知。
So to give glory to God, it means to first to recognize the divine presence of God.
有个敬畏，
And we identify him as the God of glory.
愿意行在他的心意中。
And also our willingness to walk according to his commandments.
主在给这个大使命的时候，
So when Jesus was giving the Great Commission,
因为我这个怎么不能往回跑？对呀，当主耶稣给这个大使命的时候，我们看见他也应许了他宝贵的同在。
when Jesus was commissioning the church to go out, he promised his divine presence to be with them.
我感谢主，今年有时候会到福音班里头去和弟兄姐妹们一起服侍。
I'm very thankful that I've got a few opportunities this year to attend the evangelistic Sunday school class where we share the gospel with non-believers.
慕道朋友们在我们中间的经历特别感人，
特别什么？
特别感
经历的。
人。哎，他们经历，他们分享给我们分享的经历，我觉得很感人。
Oh, I when I was in the in the non-believers class, I was really touched by the sharing of the non-believers among us.
他们中间有很多人在痛苦之中，
And many of them, they have our struggles in their life.
在惧怕里头，
And they struggle with fear
在不安的状况中，
and anxieties,
在焦虑里面，
and a disturbance.
但他们到我们的主日敬拜中的时候，他们就经历了主的眷顾。
And when they come into our meetings, they even feel the presence of God.
他们坐在中间的时候，眼泪就哗往下流。
And as they sit among us and joining our worship, and sometimes their eyes will have tears.
在我们一起唱诗歌的时候，他们的心里的惧怕就被除去。
And sometimes when they worship with us, the fear inside their heart
他们
becomes.
心灵是受到了安慰，
And they are comforted by the presence of
他们听到的时候能够受到开启。
And their heart are open, even the sinners.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的聚会有属天的氛围。
Brothers and sisters, it's so precious that we're meeting here on earth, but we have open heaven above us.
我们的信息带着能力。
And the message that we hear has divine power.
不是因为我们的天赋有多高，我们的音乐天赋多好，我们感谢主，今天弟兄姐妹给我们带来特别好，他们有天赋。但是使我们的聚会有属天氛围的，不仅仅是我们有天赋。
And so our meetings are blessed by God, not primarily because we have great talents.
也不是因为我们的信息好，不是因为我们有演讲的口才和技巧。
And not because the preachers are so eloquent.
甚至也不是因为我们聚在一起，我们有很虔诚的心智。
And not even because we have a heart of reverence.
我们的聚会有不一样的味道，是因为信实的主与我们同在。
Our worship is so special. It's mainly because the divine presence of God is right here.
这个重量，这个凝聚感，这个凝重感，这个分量感，就在我们中间的时候，我们躁动的心就平静下来。
Yeah, when God manifests himself in such a weighty fashion among us, that just drives away all the anxieties, problems.
当神的荣耀吸引我们的时候，我们的眼目就朝向了他。
When God draws unto him with his glory, and our eyes will focus on him.
我们今天特别愿意主恩待我们，与我们同在。
Yeah, may God be gracious to us and let his presence
神的同在是我们所需要
bless us. Now we need the divine presence,
的。感谢主，神的
praise the
同
Lord.
在，在他自己的话语里头，他就与我们同在，彰显出来。
Now, oftentimes God manifests His presence through His divine
那我请哪一位弟兄，我们祷告，我们再开始往下面讲吧。
word. Invite a brother to pray for me. I'll
鉴于弟
continue
兄你
listening.
做个祷告，我们再往下讲吧。阿门，阿门。谢谢弟兄的祷告啊。
Have a great support, brother.
我们看，先要看看这个福音的代价。我们讲传福音的代价啊。福音就是好消息，是免费的，是白白赐给相信的人。
The gospel is good news and is free to the hearer.
但免费不意味着廉价。
Gospel is free not because it's cheap.
信的人之所以能白白的接受上好的福音，是因为有人付上了代价。
And the hearers of the gospel receive the gospel for free is because someone has paid the heavy price for it.
我们知道天父上帝把他的儿子赐给我们，
Yeah,
他付上了极大的代价。
we know that God the Father gave us His Son Jesus, and the Son has paid a dear price for the gospel.
我们的主耶稣基督来到世界上，担负我们的罪，死在十字架上，他以无罪的代替有罪的，付上了极大的代价。
Our Lord Jesus came to the earth, and he himself bore all our sins in his own body on the tree, and he who is sinless has paid for the penalty of us, the sinners.
但这个， 圣父、圣子付上代价之后，我们传福音的人一定也要付上代价。
So the Father has paid dearly by sending his Son, and the Son has paid dearly by giving his life. So we, the preacher, when we share the gospel, we need also to pay a dear price.
所以，我们今天就会看见，传讲福音的人要付代价，福音所传讲的人就是主耶稣基督要付代价。事实上，听福音的人你也要准备付代价，因为你也要会去做一个传福音的人。
The preacher needs to pay a price, and the preached that Jesus Christ has paid a dear price. The preached to means the hearer of the gospel also need to pay a price because when he received the gospel, he would also need to go and share the gospel he just heard.
那么，传讲福音的人，他为什么会愿意付代价呢？
So firstly, why the gospel preachers are willing to pay a dear price?
我们知道，我们传福音是为了荣耀神。
So we share the gospel in order to glorify God.
我们要知道，如果我们传福音不是有效的、有果效的去传福音的话，我们荣耀神就不够。
So if our preaching is not effective, then it means that we have fallen short in glorifying God.
所以，如果说我就在教会等着有弟兄姐妹来，带着福音朋友来，我就向他传传福音，我付的代价很少。
So if I'm just here waiting inside the church and other people bring a non-believer to me and then I share the gospel, and that's actually very passive. I mean, I'm not paying a dear price, in order to share the
把
gospel.
弟兄姐妹把福音朋友带到中间来，他们付上了更多的代价。
So the brothers and sisters who actively sought the non-believers and brought them to church and they paid a dear price.
所以，做一个愿意，我们传福音愿意做，愿意付代价，是因为我们会有一个目标。
The reason we are wanting to pay a price for the gospel is because we have a higher purpose.
我们就像我们做投资一样，我们知道有一个更有价值的目标，我们可以达到，我们才会愿意付代价。
Just like when we do investment financially, because we would like to achieve a higher goal, that's the purpose of making investment.
我们知道有一个有明确的目标，知道一个有价值的目标，但是我们会放弃，为什么呢？因为我们会缺乏一个使命感。如果我们有使命感，我们就不容易放弃。我们不放弃，而且是乐意去付上代价，长久忍耐的去付上代价。
So if we have a clear purpose and vision in front of us, then that will sustain us and give us the energy and strength to continue to make a sacrifice in order to achieve that high purpose.
所以，我们下面看看保罗，他是怎使徒保罗有怎样的一个使命感？他来激发我们也要有使命感。我们看见他有怎样一个明确的目标，我们也来学习怎样一个明确的目标。我们看他怎样愿意付代价，我们也被激励愿意付代价去传福音。
So let us look at from the life of Apostle Paul, like how he was driven by the high mission God has given him, how he ran toward the purpose God has marked out for him, so that he's willing to pay a dear price for the gospel.
好，我们看见保罗的使命感啊，保罗，我们知道他是使徒，我们知道他写了新约圣经的27卷书里头，至少是13卷书，我们知道是个很有影响力的使徒。
So first, let's look at the Paul's clear mission for the gospel, Paul and the gospel. Now we know, like Apostle Paul, he's a apostle of the New Testament, and he wrote 13 epistles of the New Testament.
但是我们去看保罗他自己评价自己的时候，第一，他是耶稣基督的仆人；第二，他是传福音的，他是特派传福音的。罗马书第1章第1节说：“耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
So Paul is very clear about his identity, his purpose God has given him. It says in Romans 1 chapter 1:1, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
你在哥林多前书的9章16节说，今天读的圣经的前一点，大家可以去读。他说：“我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的，意思说是已经是托付给他的。
So from 1 Corinthians 9:16, that's part of the verse we just read today, and Paul is very clear about his mission for the gospel. He says that if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
Yeah. 保罗所以一件事情,基督差遣我,原不是做什么,乃是为传福音。所以保罗在世的日子,他知道说,我有一个使命从主而来,就是去传福音。So
in 1 Corinthians, 1 Timothy chapter verse 11, and Paul was telling Timothy that God sent him not to do many other things, but God sent him, God appointed him as a preacher, an apostle and teacher.
所以这个保罗他有这个使命感之后，他就要开始去做工作。他做工作的时候就有一个目标，这个目标是什么呢？这个目标就是为了赢得灵魂。So
Paul was convinced as of the heavenly mission God has given him that drives him to a clear purpose, that is to be a preacher.
在我们今天读的圣经里头，在今天读的圣经里头，你可以看到保罗说了很多时候为要得，他说像于。他说我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
So in today's scripture, Paul mentioned so many times the word win. It means win souls for Christ.
他像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。
He become a Jew to the Jews so that he win the Jews for Christ.
像律法以下的人，他就成为律法以下的人，要得律法以下的人。
So to those under the law, he become under the law so that he may win those souls under the law for Christ.
像律法以外的人，他就做律法以外的人，为要得律法以外的人。
To those outside the law, he became like outside the law so that he win those outside the law.
然后他就说，像软弱的，做软弱的，为要得软弱的人。
And to the weak, he became weak so that he may win the weak for Christ.
他所做的一切都是为了福音，要救一些人。All
that he does have a purpose, that is to save souls.
所以他的目的就很明确，就是为了去赢得人的灵魂，为主的缘故。So
the purpose of what he does is very clear, that is to win souls for Christ.
我们传福音不仅仅是为了去宣扬我心中一个理念。 先宣扬我自己对福音的理解，乃是要去使那个人相信我们所相信的。
So we share the gospel not because we just want to tell what we believe, or to say something that we think is great, but we share the gospel for purpose, that is to bring that soul to Christ.
那么保罗他在他的生活里头传福音里头，他还有一个目标，除了赢得灵魂以外，他就还有一个知道，他说。
So Paul shared the gospel in order to win soul and also not so that he himself would not become an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ.
权力的不当使用，权力和自由，我们都有一些的基本的权力和自由，但我们这些权力和自由不当使用的时候。 使用的不恰当的时候，就会使福音被阻隔。We
all have rights and freedom in Christ, but if we are not careful when we exercise our rights and freedom, we may become a stumbling block in the way of another person coming to Christ.
哥林多教会里头困难重重，有很多的问题，很大的原因是很多的弟兄姐妹把他们的自由。
So the Corinthian church was plagued with issues and problems, and mainly because many brothers and sisters in the church they were exercising their rights and freedom not in the right way.
保罗在第十二节里头，九章十二节，他说他讲了他自己作为使徒，他说。 何况我们呢，还是指的从这个财务上支持他的生活。然而，我们没有用过这权柄，反倒到凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
So Paul was writing to the Corinthians, if others share this rightful claim on you, it means that like Paul, like shared the gospel with them and founded this church, and he had the right to ask the church to support him financially, but he didn't do it. So Paul says, nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endured anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ.
这个"被阻隔"这个词啊，那是一个军事用语。
So the word obstacle is a military term.
比方说，现在我们这个城市外头有军队要来攻击啊，离我们这边还有10公里的路，他们大军压境，我们该怎么办？
Let's imagine an enemy army is coming against our city. It's only 10 miles away. What should we do?
啊，那个，我们知道我们很难的阻挡，我们怎么办呢？我们就派我们的人去把这个道路毁坏，如果有桥梁，把桥梁毁坏，就阻拦和拖延、延迟这个军队攻击的到来。
So, we will send people to put obstacles in front of the enemy army, for example, destroy the bridges and destroy the roads so that will slow them down from coming to attack us.
切断他们进攻的路线。
And we'll cut off the roads that they could come to us.
福音是神的大能，是上帝的工作。
So, the gospel is the power of God, and it is the work of God.
我们传讲福音的人要把一切的阻拦除去。
So, as a preacher of the gospel, we need to make sure that we don't become obstacles in the way of the gospel.
我们不要成为福音禁锢人的心，要攻破、坚固壁垒，攻破一切的抗拒的一个阻拦。
So, God uses the gospel to conquer a person's heart and to make ways to into a person's heart. But we have to make sure that we don't become a stumbling block preventing God from doing that.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们经历怎样，我是经历很多的失败啊，向人传福音，最后使人讨厌福音，让人很多年都不愿意听福音。
I don't know about you, but I have made many mistakes when sharing the gospel, and I've done so bad that I've shared the gospel with a person, but I have turned off his interest, even making him doesn't want to come to God.
当年我在实习读书的时候啊，就和一些的同一个系的人传福音。
So when I was a grad student at Stony Brook, I was sharing the gospel with my fellow students from my department.
Oh，年轻气盛啊，不小心就很争论起来了。
And I was young and I had a temper and often got into arguments with my fellow students by sharing
哦，
the
你要跟
gospel.
我争，我还真赢哦。
And I wanted to win my argument.
我以为我真赢了，是不是？很多年以后，有个同学就在 Brookhaven 在做 postdoc，然后我们中间的弟兄姐妹到 Brookhaven 去传福音的时候，就碰见那个人就提起了我说那个人那个周群就很不像话。
And years later, like one of my classmates, actually he became a postdoc at the Brookhaven Lab. And our church, like we had people going there to share the gospel again. And he told them that, oh, I remember a guy, Zhou Chunjing, like from your church, and he made such a bad impression on.
保罗在这说，他要把自己一些的权益放下。是我可和你争论，我好像我的理由比你更充分，我真的是可以把你从道理上，我可以好像可以征服你。其实呢，I lose the battle, I lose the war。
So Paul says that he has not made use of his rights. Likewise, like if we can win an argument, we can win a battle, but we may lose the war in terms of bringing that person to Christ.
所以我们中国话有句话叫舍得。
Chinese word it has like we lose in order to win.
舍得好像说是很 generous，但是你真去看的话，这个里头说的很大方啊。 但你会真去看到，你看到说，你要了，你为了得，必须要舍。
Oftentimes, in order to win, we would need to.
那么我们看看保罗知道，我们知道保罗还要得的是人的灵魂为主的缘故，那么他舍什么呢？
So Paul, in order to win, souls for Christ, what does he have to lose?
他舍什么东西以至于神的福音不至于被阻拦？
So how he would lose in the sense that he would actually win souls for Christ?
保罗他放弃的就是自己的权利。
So Paul let go of his own right.
我们看见这个地方，他特别提到说：“我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？难道我没有权柄靠福音吃喝？难道我没有权柄娶信主的姊妹为妻，带着一同来往来？独有我与巴拿巴没有权柄，不做工吗
So Paul let go the right as an apostle. So in the scripture he says that, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living?
我们可以看见保罗在这里，他放弃了很多特别合理的权利和自由。
So Paul let go of his rightful rights as an apostle.
正常的婚姻生活是他的个人权利，是无可厚非的。但他为福音的缘故，他放弃。
He had the right to have a believing wife as an apostle, but he let go of it for the sake of the gospel.
他有充分的理由和权利要求教会的信徒从财务上供应他生活的需要，但他为福音的缘故都放弃。
He had every right to ask the Corinthian churches to support him financially in his ministry because he founded this church, but he did not ask for the sake of the gospel.
我个人觉得，我们这个时代基督徒最大的悲哀就是和世界上的人去争权夺利。
I think it's a tragedy that Christians as God's children we fight for the rights in front of the heathens.
好像我们看起来，我们和世界上其他的人所看重的东西没有两样。
We often appear that we fight for the things they also fight for.
所以，对我们而言，我们要问我们自己：我们愿意为福音的缘故放弃自己一些合法的权利吗？
So are we willing to let go of our rights for the sake of the gospel?
接下来我们看保罗他，今天读的经文中，保罗特别提到，他说我像什么人就做什么，他放弃了什么呢？
So in today's scripture reading, we read that Paul, he became to a particular group of people he was trying to share gospel. He became like them so that he may win them. So what has he given up in this?
他放弃的是他得心应手的生活方式。
So he was sacrificing the lifestyle he was so comfortable with.
他放弃的是他自己舒适的心理感受。
He was letting go of his own emotional well-being.
利底会创立人戴德生在1864年到1905年期间，他在中国创立利底会，去传福音。
So Hudson Taylor founded China Inland Mission, and he was sharing the gospel in China from 1864 all the way to 1905.
他为了福音不受阻拦，你知道他做的是什么工作吗？
So in order that he may not become an obstacle in the way of the gospel, do you know like what did he do?
他所在的时代，英国是世界上最发达的国家。
So in that era, Britain was the most advanced nation in the world.
他们生活上心理上而言呢，是很有满足感的一个民族。
And both in terms of lifestyle and also emotional well-being, and they were just having such a comfortable life.
但是为了把福音传给当时的中国人，当时落后的中国，
But in order to bring the gospel to the Chinese people who are really backward in that time,
他认同中国人的生活方式，去穿马褂、留长辫子。
So he identified himself with the Chinese to such a degree that he was start to dress up like the Chinese. He even grew a pigtail, a ponytail on his head, just like the Chinese.
我们现在什么时候真的是愿意为了福音的缘故，放弃自己一些合理的大家都认为是应该的一些权利，一些的享受？
But it says, are we willing to let go of our rights for the sake of winning people for
代之甚
Christ?
它不仅仅是指付上了家庭婚姻的代价，因为他在英国的时候，他本来喜欢一个女孩子，女孩子不愿意跟他一起去中国，他就最后就放弃。然后在那边，他有2任的太太都是死在中国，好几个孩子都死在中国。
So hasn't he laid down his family and his marriage for the sake of the gospel. When he was in Britain, he was in love with a girl, and he had to let that go, because he had a burden from God to go to China, but that girl did not. And when he was serving in China, and both he had like his first wife and subsequent second wife, they both died in China.
OK，弟兄姐妹，我们讲了放弃的生活方式和心理享受，这个在我们这个时代特别重要。
So the comfortable lifestyle and emotional well-being, those are the two important things that people strive for in this age.
因为在我们的时代里头，个人主义发展到极致，就是现在所说的表现型个人主义。
So in our current culture, individualism is the one people crave after.
所以这个表现型个人主义，他就认为最本质的、最重要的是我里头的感受，我心里头的感受。
In the so-called expressive individualism in church, what people look for is that I need to have how I feel is how I whether or not I feel comfortable in church is the most important thing.
对。九标教会他们的这个期刊里头专门有一期就是讲教会中的表现型个人主义。
So in Nine Marks Journal, and there's one special 一期叫什么？One special edition, like it talks about this expressive individualism in the church.
我们中间有弟兄姐妹在读卡尔·丘曼的这本《Strange New World》，疯狂的新世界。我们中间有弟兄姐妹读，他就讲到我们现在这个性观念、LGBTQ 这些 movement 这些的运动背后的驱动力，就是现在达到极致的表现型个人主义。
So in the book Strange New World, a couple of botanists are actually reading this book in our church. And in this book, Carl Truman, he has a point that the LGBTQ movement in our culture is because of the extreme expressive individualism.
原型个人主义认为，我的身份就是我自己的感受。
So in expressive individualism, a person identify himself with his emotional feeling.
你如果冒犯我的感受，你就是冒犯了我自己的身份。
And if you don't identify with my individual feeling, and you are not accepting me.
我是有点点迟钝了，几年前我和一个比较年轻的人在一起的时候。他就跟我这样说，
A couple years ago, I was talking to one of the young people in my church.
几年前不是我们中间的年轻人，几年前跟一个年轻人谈论，他就跟我说这句话，我当时不是特别理解，我现在明白背后的表现型个人主义的工作在那里头，已经是在他的里头根深蒂固。
A couple of years ago, I was talking to a young person not from our church, and I didn't understand why he was talking such a way. But now I reflect back, it's because like he was driven by expressive individualism.
我们在不知不觉之中，事实上我们都受这个的影响。
We are actually living this culture, we're unconsciously being influenced by it.
那就是为什么九标教会有这个教会中的表现个人主义，就讲到教会里头这种表现个人主义如何的影响到我们之间的交通。
So in this Nine Marks Journal, and it's talking about how even in the church, expressive individualism could influence us in a bad way.
那个年轻人他跟我说什么？他说 I like your message, but I do not like your method of delivery.
So the young person a couple years ago, like after he hearing my sermon, he told me that I like your message, but I cannot accept the way you deliver the message.
这样一来就怎么样呢? 所以我就会 reject 你的 message.
So therefore, he rejects my message, not because my message is not right, but because he doesn't like the way I deliver the message.
我想的话，我们在这些方面，我们都会有这个失败在里头，因为我们很多时候也是按自己的喜好去行，以至于福音被阻隔。
And more or less, we're all guilty in this because oftentimes we put our individual feeling, individual emotion above the work of the gospel.
我们传福音的话, 不要先 make enemy. 你如果先 make enemy, 让对方已经觉得很受 冒犯了的话, 那么你传福音就很难.
So when we share the gospel, and if we, if in the very beginning we become, the enemy of the listener, and it's going to be very hard for us to share the gospel.
我给大家讲一个传福音的不是很成功的例子。
I'll give you one example of bad gospel sharing.
有一次我碰见一个姐妹,
Now, one time I met a sister,
她带着她的儿子,
and she brought
十几岁,
his son, a teenager son.
Yeah, 对，帅一个儿子，我就开始跟他去儿子去谈谈话。
His son is very handsome, so I had a conversation with his son.
我谈话谈着之后呢，我就说了一个地方，我说你知道吗？对人而言，最重要的是我们的信仰。So
at some point, I told this teenager son that, you know, like what's important for man is his faith.
我就看见我们的姐妹的脸上的笑容就凝住了。And
I looked back at his mother, and she stopped smiling.
我就跟她有稍稍讲了一下信仰的事情，之后我们就再谈其他的事情。So
I spent a bit more time talking to them about faith, and then we started talking about other things.
我就跟她相互之间留一个电话号码，说我们以后可以联系。And
I even left a phone number saying that let's keep in touch.
后面那个姐妹就跟我讲啊。 后来不是那一次，后来碰到姐妹就跟我讲，
And sometime later, his mother, was talking to me.
然后她说你那天要说信仰把我吓了一跳。
And she said that, that day when you mentioned faith to my son, I was a little scared.
她为什么会吓一跳啊？
I asked why.
她说因为有一次你们教会有个弟兄跟我的儿子传福音，第一次碰见，给他传了1个半小时。
And the mother said that that's like some time ago, like when another brother from your church met my son for the first time, he spent like 90 minutes sharing the gospel with my son. It's not me, right?
他说我，所以我儿子一看见你教会人，他就想跑。
That's why whenever my son, like meeting people in your church, he wanted to run away.
我跟你讲啊，这样传福音去精神是可嘉，可是有一点。 这样花1个半小时，第一次碰见就把他拉明白1个半小时，有点点自我中心，因为你觉得好像这个东西只有你可以去传。事实上，我们传福音是一个过程，是一个很长的一个过程。我们要知道自己在这个过程里头只有某一个部分我们在做，也许我在撒种，也许我在浇灌，但真实的使人心改变的是神在里头花一定的时间去做成的工作。
So that brother, like who grabbed this kid, like first time and spent 90 minutes sharing the gospel, in one sense that that brother is too individualistic, because perhaps He thought that he's so important. He has to be used by God to share the gospel with him. But the truth is that he is only one part of the whole game. And when a person becomes to Christ, like some people sow the seed, some people will pour out the water, but it's God who makes the seed grow.
有些人传福音向来都是一个套路，程咬金三板斧，神创造一切，已是罪人，耶稣基督可以救赎，你必须接受，有四把苦。
So for some other people, when they share the gospel, they would use so-called four powerful weapons, like one after another, with no customization. The first one is like, you are a sinner, and second, you need to repent, and third, you need to accept Jesus Christ. All these are true, but we need to be sensitive to the hearers also.
Yeah，我们就是像保罗所说的，像什么人，放弃自己的继承的观念，要去了解，要是来引导怎么去传福音。我在传福音的过程里头，我常常一边在祷告一边传福音，因为我不能靠自己的思维去传。有些时候，神就会用一些的思想的火花告诉你说，这个事情你怎么来说比较好。当然，我失败的例子比成功的例子更多啊！我就不今天给大家讲失败的啊。
So that's why Paul was saying that I become to the Jews, also like Jews, so that I win them. So when I share the gospel, like oftentimes I need to pay attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit and how I may say certain things in a certain way, not according to how I normally think, but how can I say in a way that that's the best for the hearer right in front of me. And but I'm not doing it too well because I have a lot of more failures than success. So we see third point is that Paul is he's sharing the gospel. He's first flexible, but also he's also very firm.
他第一个他就讲到自己是一个 灵巧的人，因为他像什么人，他可以做什么人，我们就可以知道，好像他是一个没有原则的人。不是的，他原则很强，他目标很强，但是他在可妥协的、可变通的事情上，他极其的灵活。So
when Paul says that he became all to all, so that he may win them, so he's extremely flexible. It seems like he did not have principles, but that's not true. Like Paul was very firm, and in the area that he could not compromise, he would not compromise. But at the area that he needs to be flexible, he will be flexible.
弟兄姐妹们，大家想一想啊，我们有些时候不太灵活，不愿意在一些的事情上妥协，很多时候是因为我们好久好久不太。 我们就在自己既定的想法里头，这个就是对的。你一旦去传福音，你一旦去和一些人交流，你就知道说哪些方面是机要的，我要持守；哪些方面我要给他一点点时间去适应。Yeah,
but sisters, oftentimes like we become rigid and not flexible in when we share the gospel. The reason is because we have not shared the gospel for a long time. And as we actually go out and share the gospel, and God will teach us what are the areas, what are the essentials we cannot compromise, but in what area, like we do need to give the hearer more time to understand.
好，我快点啊。这个下面他就保罗就特别讲的，他还要放弃的。我们刚才提到他的生活方式和他的心理享受，他这个地方特别提到说，我奔跑不像无尽像的。 我斗拳不像打空气的，他用两个的运动员的形象来表明他的心智。So
here, like Paul is using athletic description to describe the firmness of his heart.
Yeah, 他第一个是奔跑，就是搞短跑、长跑的人。短跑、长跑的人，他一定有个目标。第一，第二，他一定要按规矩在他的跑道上。
So first image is a runner. So either short distance runner or long distance runner, they have to run with an aim, and they have to run in the course.
所以作为一个基督徒，作为一个传福音的人，我们要有这个自我的约束。
So as a Christian and as a preacher, we need to have self-discipline.
第二个，他是讲的像那个打拳的，我们打拳是干什么？打拳你要把对方打倒，是吧？ 但他这个地方打拳，他说不是要打空气，我在打我自己，我老旧的生命。
So this second analogy, he thought himself as a boxer and not beating the air. So Paul, he was beating and got to fight his own self.
对啊，我们看见就说他打的时候，他是要把自己的身体要把它降服下来，让他做奴隶，而不是做主人。我们现在很多人，我们的生活。
So Paul, like he was disciplining his own body, his old self, and keep it under control. Yeah, but this is also one difficulty that we often have is that we let our old self be the boss of our life.
好，我们下面看看这个被传讲者，就是耶稣基督，他所付的代价。
So the first point is that the preacher will have to make a sacrifice. And now the preach, how did Jesus Christ make a sacrifice?
感谢主，今天弟兄给我们带的，他读的更多，因为我这他在刚开始宣召的时候都读了，但是我们在京剧里头只读了中间的这一点点。Yeah, we
read part of it in our scripture reading today.
他讲到耶稣基督他本有神的形象，不以与神同等为强夺的。
So Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped.
你知道那什么意思吗？就说他和神是同等的，但他没有抓着自己与神同等而不放手。
So it means that although Jesus, he being equal with God, but he let go of that equality. He did not insist on it and grasp onto it.
他放弃他作为神的当有的权利，来倒空自己，虚极。
He let go of his equality with God and he emptied himself.
他虚极，我们看英文说他虚极的变成 nothing，和神相比的话，已经是 nothing。他把那个所有的都给倒掉，empty himself.
So Jesus emptied himself and become nothing.
然后他成为一个人，成为人我们有人权吧？他把他的人权也完全的放弃。
And he became a man and he also let go of being a man.
他说他成为人之后，他就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So when he became a man, he took the form of a servant, and he being found in the human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他被他的所有的公平公义的审判。 他的所有的人权都完全的被颠覆，但他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，默然无声。And
he let go of all his basic rights, and he became like a lamb and being led to slaughter.
我们看见主耶稣放弃神的权利，成为人，放弃人的权利，成为罪犯，被诬告，最后被钉死在十字架上，一步一步的降卑。
So we saw that Jesus let go of the right being God, he became a man, and let go of the right being a man, became a criminal, and also let go of all his rights step by step, all the way from the throne of God, all the way to the cross.
保罗和戴德生他们传福音，放弃自己的权利，就是效法基督。
So when Hudson Taylor or Paul, when they let go of their right for the sake of the gospel, and they were following the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
我们当效法保罗、效法戴德生一样，要放弃自己的权利去传福音。
So let us follow the footsteps of Paul and Hudson Taylor, and let go of our own right in order to win souls for Christ.
因为耶稣基督的爱激励我们，捆绑我们，要我们走在他要我们走的道路上。
Because the love of Jesus compel us and constrain us so that we have to follow his footsteps.
好，现在我们讲一讲听福音的人要回家。
Now the third point is that the hearers of the gospel would also need to pay a price.
主耶稣基督来说，他说主的灵，他是引用的以赛亚书的，应该是61:6。他说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫他受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜。
So from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, this was when Jesus was reading the scripture from the synagogue. He was quoting Isaiah chapter 61. So he reads that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.